الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه. فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه. فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First we'll translate this very beautiful poem of our Sheikh Damat Barakatum, which is a complete bayan. And this, when this ashar are recited, and this very ashar has been mentioned, read many times, the explanation also is given, but it looks like many of us don't take any effect. If it had, like our Sheikh Damat Barakatum says, when we were traveling with Hazrat in Pumalanga, Wakhis and that side, and the coal mine, all that the sand that comes out, the heaps of sand which are there. So Hazrat asked, the sand is black, how come? Said, yeah, coal mines. So Hazrat said, that sand that stays in the company of the coal, it becomes black. And here in Johannesburg area, when Hazrat saw the mine dumps, he said, this, what's all this mine dumps? Said, it's the mine dumps where the gold came out. So that sand that stayed in the company of gold, its color is also yellow. So what is what the color, what effect that thing has, it has to show on a person. So, yeah, if this ash'ar have got effect on us, it has to show on the face. If there's no effect on this face, that means it's not having an effect on the heart. That is why we are not having any effect. Very few brothers, you could see some sign that they are having, they taking effect of this. So, if this kalam doesn't have effect on our hearts, the translation of the heart is the face. If a person is happy, you can see on his face he's happy. If he's sad, you can see on his face he's sad. If he's surprised, you can see on his face he's surprised. If he's angry, you can see on his face he's angry. So if these things have an effect on the heart, the face translates it, that what is in the heart. From there, a person can gauge what is in the heart of a person. For some of us, it is just, well, let the ashar get finished, it is not important. We have just come here, but this have got such a great effect. If we are there, how many times it was read to us, and it should have an effect on us. If sand can take effect, then ashraful makhlukat, how can't we take effect? If sand can take effect from coal, if sand can take effect from gold, and we from such beautiful kalam of the message of Allah, and we are ashraful makhlukat, we are ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we don't take no effect. We should check ourselves again, that why is it that we are not taking any effect? These things should have a great effect. And what a beautiful poem, Hadrat is like complaining, ah, what a pity, what a sad condition of that person, jo dil tera gham ka hamil nahi. That heart that hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala. What a sad condition of that person whose heart hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala. A dog gets a piece of bread from your door. It doesn't give up that door. It's loyal to that door. What haven't we got from Allah Ta'ala? Billions of things which are not in our mind, which our mind will never reach to. Allah has given us all that. But we got no contact with Allah. In namaz, we don't think of Allah. Actually, 24 hours we should be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. What great favors of Allah upon us. That even we come to Allah's house, we don't think of Him. We engage directly now talking to Allah, but we are not with Him also. So we should take a check what the condition of our heart is. So Hazrat in a very sad way, what a pity, how sorrowful that heart that hasn't got your love. You gave all your ni'mets to that person, to every person, and that person hasn't got your love. Is that a human being? It's not even an animal. It's not even worse than an animal who hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala. And if you love Allah, you will think of Allah. It's just natural. Who you love, you think of all the time. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. And in fact, that person doesn't get any enjoyment of this dunya. Even of akhirat, he won't get that enjoyment. Even this dunya, he'll be making his pardon, his pious. 5 times namaz, even tahajjud, even hajj umrah, even jamaat, even coming khanka, everything, but no enjoyment. Or even, that is in dini lines. Dunya he has got, beautiful house, car, lawns are rolling out in front of his house, swimming pool, everything he's got. But he won't get that enjoyment, who? Jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That person who hasn't got your love, in all these things he won't get any. Even in namaz he's not getting enjoyment. In dua also he's not getting enjoyment. He has got a beautiful wife, children, house, everything, but no enjoyment. Ask ourselves, I usually say, Azadwell is known as an affluent society, rich people, like many other places also. But if you stand at the exit of Azadwell in the morning and people are going to work, you won't see a person with a smile on his face. Everyone is glum. Okay, he didn't have his full sleep. He's tired, he just woke up, he just wore his trouser and he has to rush to work. Now the whole day he worked, he made money. When he comes home in the evening, 5, 6 o'clock, now he should be happy. He made money. But when he comes, everyone is glumster. There is no sign. And just go to the squatters next door. And you'll see laughter 24 hours there. Those people haven't got anything, but they're laughing, they're happy, they're enjoying. They haven't got anything by them. They're living in ten shanties. They haven't got food proper, but they are enjoying. So a person has the love of Allah Ta'ala, then see what enjoyment he will get. Whether it is your dini matters, your salat, your tilawat, your zikr, see what enjoyment you will get in that. And whether it is your dunya's matters, your food comes, Ya Allah, for me, this food you gave me, it can be simple. Our buzurgs, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, great buzurg, they were eating simple dal and roti, simple. But each lukma, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Somebody asks you, why in this you're getting so much enjoyment? They say the enjoyment is not really in the food, that who gave it to me? You go and buy, you like your bhawan, you like your tex, whatever else it is, chocolate. You buy it, you eat it. One is you stole it, and then you're eating it. How guilty you feel. One is you bought it with your money, you eat it. One is your beloved gave it to you. It's the same bhawan, it's the same text. But that which your beloved gave you, how you enjoy. So if we realize, Allah is giving me this rosy, it's from Allah's side. Wallah, in your simple dal and roti, see what enjoyment. That may Allah send it and musawwamatan. On each dana of that dal, of that rice, your name is written. It was meant for you. Allah send it exclusive, special for you. Today we get something from a company or something exclusive. We feel so happy. This Allah has sent exclusive for you. So if you have the love of Allah, see in everything what enjoyment. You'll see your little baby sleeping and a smile playing on the face. How you will enjoy that, Ya Allah, for me you gave this beautiful little baby. Your wife is sleeping peacefully. How happy you will feel. But when that love is not there, you don't enjoy your wife. You don't enjoy your food. We're just living like perhaps zombies, just passing life. Because what is short? The love of Allah. We are two people drinking tea. We both put sugar in the tea or honey, whatever it might be. One person stirred it and the other person didn't stir it. And that person may be a bit shy or something, so he doesn't talk about it. He's drinking the tea, no enjoyment. He's by force is finishing that cup of tea. And the other person who stirred it, and the tea is nice and sweet, and masala tea also, and zafran also in the tea. Every sip, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. So that same thing, if the love of Allah is in the cup of our life, see the enjoyment we will get in everything. And you can have everything. But you have the sugar is not there, or it's not stirred, it's just at the bottom. What enjoyment will you get? So the love of Allah, what a great thing it is. Aap chahe humko ye karam aapka. Oh Allah, if you desire us, you bring us to the masjid, you give us your love, you may give us tahajjud tawfiq, tilawat tawfiq, duas tawfiq, you engage us with you, you love us, you brought us here. This is that your love for us, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Warna, we were not in that position that, oh Allah, you should love us. Where are we? We should be loving you. But you love us, and whoever come, ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. That we have come to the masjid, yeah, any deeni gathering. We didn't come, Allah brought us. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. I haven't come, I have been brought. Muhabbat deke tarpaya gaya hoon. Allah, you gave me your love, and you then brought me. Sometimes, perhaps some of us may be so. The family might have said, it's raining today, don't go. But that muhabbat, you say, no, I'm going. Whether it's raining or what, you don't care, I'm going. Maybe some other phone, I'm coming to meet you tonight. No, not tonight. Tonight I can't meet you, I'll come. Why all this? Because Allah gave the muhabbat deke tarpaya gaya hoon. So this is all the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is when a person, so Allah has brought us, and we were not fit to come. Where to Allah's house? We. Where to make namaz and engage sajda? Allahu Akbar, ruku. What great things Allah has blessed us. We are not fit for it. We are not fit for this kurta. We are not fit for this amama and topi. We are not fit for anything. Allah, you allowed us to dress like the Anbiya alayhimus salam. You dress us, Teri Mehboob ke Ya Rab Shabahat laya hoon. Oh Allah, I brought a similarity, something close to your beloved, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tu isko haqeeqat kar de, main shabahat leke aaya hoon. You make it a reality. Mine is only an outward form. The reality, you put that sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sohbate ehle dil jisne paayi na ho. And where will we get this love of Allah? From those people who got that love of Allah. If you want your car service, you don't go to a hospital and tell them, I've come here, I want my car service. They send you straight away med hospital. That you have to go to med hospital. And if you got a problem, you broke your leg, you came in an accident, and then you go to the mechanic. You tell him, I broke my leg. He'll tell you, you need to go to med hospital. So if you want the love of Allah, go to the lovers of Allah. You're not going to get it anywhere else. Otherwise, you'd rather go med hospital. With those who your heart tells you this person has got the love of Allah, stay in his company and it will come from there. Ye aag lagai nahi jaati hai. This fire of the love of Allah, it isn't put into a person, ye lagti hai. You just stay with that person and that fire will come into your heart also. And when you get that love, then when this ashar will be sung, you will see complete different attitude. You will see you are taking a complete different, you will see your namaz is changed. Raftar badal jayegi, guftar badal jayegi, kirdar badal jayega. Your way of walking, your way of talking, everything will change. How you relate with your wife, with your workers, with everyone. Once the love of Allah comes, there will be a change in your whole life, in everything. It is to kindle this fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So those who didn't get this love of Allah, uska gham, gham nahi, uska dil, dil nahi. That person hasn't got love. He may be talking of love, but he hasn't got love in his heart. And that person, his heart is just a biological heart. Heart, we know everywhere today, we see advertisements everywhere. Heart is a symbol of love. It is shown there. But when is it a symbol of love? When you have the love of the giver of that heart. When you have the love of the controller of that heart. Love of all other things, love of daru, of lika, love of other things. That is what love is there. Love of filth and dirt, that is not love. Love of the giver, that pure love of Allah, that is what you call a heart. And if you haven't got that, your heart is not a heart. And your love of Allah is not a genuine love. Though you are getting up for tahajjud, though you are sacrificing also, but that love is not really until you don't find that connection with Allah. And that connection comes from those who have got that connection, and they will connect you. How beautifully in this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Is a sunnah dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, I ask you your love. Wa hubba may yuhibbuk. And the love of those people who love you. Wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. And the love of those a'mal which will bring me close to your love. So three types of love have been asked. The love of Allah on the one side. In the middle, the love of those who have the love of Allah, the Allah wala, the lovers of Allah, their love. And on this side, the love of a'mal, those actions which will take you to the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali explained and see, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi words were not just like that at random. There was reason, the sequence also, there is reason that there are three types of love, love of Allah, the love of the lovers of Allah and the love of a'mal. The love of Allah directly would have been very difficult. We don't see Allah. We don't see the workings of Allah. We wouldn't know who is Allah. And the love of a'mal, we know a'mal are very hard on people. Even faraz amal, how many people are not making the faraz also? Forget nafil. That is far-fetched. All the other things. So the lovers of Allah, that is in front of our eyes. And wallah, from my experience and all the buzurgs, Allah gave me tawfiq to be worth a little or more, I found that they are so easy going. You just fit into their company and you just love them. So why did Allah put that in the middle? Because they are practical, they are there, easy to find them, easy to stay with them, easy going. It's like flowing water, you just join with them. And by them, on the one side, they'll make your connection with the love of Allah. And on the other side, they'll make your connection with the love of a'mal also. So in that way, you will get this love. You just get the love of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And this comes in a hadith also. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that the hearts of the arifin, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ. There is a mine for everything. Gold mine, diamond mine, all mines, different types of mine. We know all that, but we haven't ventured in the business of the mine of the marifat of Allah. That is also one mine. Just like there are many businesses and we know, and we are doing well in our business, but we thinking, I can open that, but I can get a filling station, is very good, very profitable. I can get open import-export, I'll just get somebody, put him there, and I'll make money there. All that we are thinking, but one of the greatest businesses is of Durood Sharif. There is also such a Durood, such a business, only profit are you making. No overheads, no fear of any loss in this business. But this business we don't know. We don't do this business. And this business, just open your shop once a week, Friday, and do this business and see how much you'll gain for your life. If you just engage yourself in Durood Sharif on Friday. So these things we don't know. So لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ. For everything there is a mind. وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى. And the mind of taqwa. قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. is the hearts of those people who have recognized Allah Ta'ala. From there you will get taqwa. And taqwa first is muhabbat of Allah. You'll get the love of Allah. You'll get the taqwa of Allah Ta'ala. So stay with those people, then uska gham nahi. Now your love will become a true, genuine love. And your heart will become a heart what it is meant for. That is a heart of love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, forget the love of Allah. Just the name of Allah is so sweet. Allah bless me recently with these little words. We should read them in our zikr also. Especially those who don't know Urdu. Allah, Allah, what a sweet name. Allah, Allah, what a sweet name. Sweeter than honey and sugar cane. Sweeter than honey and sugar cane. Allah's name is so sweet. Allah, Allah, what a great name. Allah, Allah, what a great name. It destroys all desire for name and fame. It destroys all desire for name and fame. Just take Allah's name and all your evil desires will go out from you. Everything. And you'll then now make they take Allah and think it's sweeter than honey and sugar cane also. Allah, Allah, and see what enjoyment we will get. So this will happen when we stay with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, wherever it can be, but oh Allah, if I'm not getting your closeness. And this doesn't, dunya's things we all know. You go to a nightclub, you go to a casino, where are you going to get the love of Allah? But if you go to any religious function also, and you're not getting closeness to Allah Ta'ala, you are just there, you are doing whatever has to be done, all formality, whatever, but you're not getting closeness to Allah Ta'ala, ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. Even though it is a station, a halting place to reach Allah Ta'ala, but it's not my station. You have to want to go from here to Cape Town. So you are sitting on the train, you come to Kimberley Station. It is a manzil. It's one station to reach Cape Town. But it's not my station. My station is Cape Town. So don't stop anywhere. Whatever you are doing, whatever functions you are attending, deeni, religious, proper functions also. But what is your ultimate destination? To find Allah. To find the love of Allah. Don't get off the train somewhere in between. Middle of the night you go and get off somewhere in between, you'll be stranded. Reach your destination. So all we must do what we have to do, but remember my destination is to find my Allah and the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Khair haq se lagata hai jo apna dil. That person who attaches his heart to anything besides Allah. Allah is only haq. Tere siwa ma'bood haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mahbub haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. If you attach yourself to anyone besides Allah Ta'ala, teri ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi. That is a sign that he hasn't got your love. Whether you have put your heart in your business, in your motor car, in your holidays, whatever you have put your heart into, you didn't put your heart in Allah, it's a proof you haven't got the love of Allah. If you have the love of Allah, your whole focus will be on Allah Ta'ala. He is the creator of all enjoyment. And He is the creator of the heart where enjoyment is felt. He is the creator of that sweetness which is not in the mouth, but sweetness in the heart. And Allah is the controller of that sweetness. He can take it away when He wants to. He can increase it when He wants to. So a person who attaches himself to the source, he has really found everything. You got some work at some big office, whatever type of office. You got connection with the big boss. You his personal friend, whatever it is. And all the chaps, the door, the security and that. You just make one phone call there, and or he knows you coming today 9 o'clock. And they want to act funny with you. They'll all just get pushed one side. You got connection there. But if you haven't got connection there, that security fellow is also throwing you around. He's got no real value. But he's also bossing you and throwing you and acting like he's the owner of that business. And the way he's treating you. But if you got connection with him, then you got no problem. So if we got connection with Allah, everything will go right. But we don't want to make that little effort to, we want to make connection with everyone, but not with Him. That is the real connection that we should get. aapka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. When a person goes in this way and he comes to that level and he says, Allah, I'm only yours and I'm nobody else's. No one else, nothing. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. Ata kar de wo mujhe apni mohabbat, main uske siwa aur kuch nahi mangta hoon. Hai narazgi jiski dozakh se barkat, usi zaat ki bas rida maas mangta hoon. Asal mujhe duniya ki khwahish nahi, main bakhshish baroz jaza mangta hoon. So if you become Allah, ab nigaah kahin nahi hai, ab koi nahi nigaah mein. Main huwa hairat khada hoon husn ke jalwahgah mein, tere jalwon ke aage himmat e sharh o bayan rakh di, nigaah be zubaan rakh di, zubaan be nigaah rakh di. I'm astonished in your beauty, Paala Allah. I can't speak a word when I see your beauty, Allahu Akbar. How you feeding the whole world, how you created the whole world, how the system of the world, not one, two systems, all the systems are just running. The stars in the heavens, the moon, the sun, etc. The seas, the water, the waves are coming and going. The seasons of summer, winter coming, rains are coming, everything is happening. Things are growing, tomatoes are growing, potatoes are growing, mangoes are growing. They are being harvested, they are coming into the market. It's all Allah's system. It's not any government's infrastructure. It is all Allah's hand behind that, that hand which we cannot see. Mu'min is that person who sees the hand of Allah in everything. And a person who is short-sighted, optician will say, you short-sighted, you only see dunya's people doing this. This farmer is doing that, that factory is doing this, this market is doing this. But the minute you get insight and far-sighted, everything you see clearly, Allah alone is the doer. And it is He just using everyone and whatever there is. Aap ka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi. I'm no woman's slave also, and I'm no position slave also. I'm only yours, O Allah. And when that humility and humble comes, Allah loves that person. When a person realizes that I'm only for Allah Ta'ala, how many years aren't we making namaz? MashaAllah, there are so many of us sitting here who are regular with the 5 times namaz. But till today, our heart has not made namaz. We made ruku, but our heart didn't bow down to Allah. That our desires, we bow down. Allah, my desire is nothing, what you desire. We have made sajda. How many sajdas a day? And those who are making 5 times namaz for 10 years, 20 years, how many sajdas? But we haven't let our brain make sajda. That we submit our brain to Allah Ta'ala. We put it down and we say, Subhan, O Allah, you are pure. Rabbi al-A'la, Rabbi al-Azim, you are the greatest. You are the most high. Which means I am the lowest. But that lowness hasn't come into us. That humbleness hasn't come into us. So we are just making a physical namaz. Just a bodily namaz. Our ruh is not making namaz. Let our ruh also make namaz. Our heart also turn to Allah. Our tongue turns to Allah. Every part of the body. Namaz is such a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. 2 rakats of namaz will take a person up further. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. He will be make mi'raj by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Keh raha hai ye akhtar babange duhal. Hazrat says, I'm saying this at the top of my voice. Bang is to shout. We call, for previously we should call the muazzin bangisa. Why? Because he shouts. Not only for azan he calls out, but like previously in the villages in India there is a mayyat. There wasn't cell phone and SMS or mic system. He should walk in the streets and he should shout out. So certain persons, janaza, at this time will be the mayyat, so and so has passed away. So that is bang, to call out, to shout out. Duhal is a drum. You beat the drum. And when you beat the drum, what a loud noise. The Hazrat says, at the top of my voice, I'm making this announcement, Behre Ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. That the sea of the love of Allah has got no shore. In other words, you can never come to the end of Allah's love. As you go further, you see more avenues open up. You see more of Allah Ta'ala. You started off just seeing little bit of Allah. But as you go in, you see Allahu Akbar. It's a world that is opening. You go further, you see worlds are opening. You go further, even more. If somebody could speak to a baby when it was in the womb of the mother and tell that baby that where you are is a very, very small world, and you are going to come out into a very big world. Yeah, aeroplanes flying, not one, two, how many thousands of aeroplanes at any given moment, how many aeroplanes are flying, how many trains are moving, the passenger trains, goods trains, how many ships are moving. That baby will say, I can't even move my hands. What you talking about? I can't understand. But when it comes in this world, not one aeroplane, it will be prepared to believe in thousands of aeroplanes. Now it opens up like that Allah. If you go into this world of the love of Allah, you'll see how Allah will open His love to you. And how you will enjoy and you'll want to go further. Similarly, like this dunya, we think it is very big, this dunya, and everything, and we are told about Jannat, how many palaces a person will get, how big those palaces will be, what all that will be. We are told of Jahannam and the terrible tortures in the small world. We can't comprehend it. But when we'll go there, we'll see Allahu Akbar. How vast is not the Akhirah. Dunya cannot compare, as the womb of the mother can never compare with this dunya. Dunya is the womb of Akhirah. It can never compare with that life. Just as a child is born through the narrow passage of the mother, we also go through the narrow passage of the qabr into the Akhirah. That qabr is very narrow compared to what the akhirat is. And we go through that narrow passage and then we'll see what is opened up to us there. May Allah grant us this reality. Let it not only be ash'ar, but really if we take it seriously, we will enjoy this ash'ar and a person's iman will be made. One line of these poems will make a person's iman. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these realities. Our Shaykh Dhamid Barakatum says that we should mention one sunnah always. One very important thing that we should try and understand and distinguish is between hadith and sunnah. Many people make a mistake here. When they want to follow sunnah, they look at hadith. And then they want to follow sunnah. To give you an example of this, a father is lying on his bed at night, he's going to sleep now, and he tells his son that, son, Bring me water. So what will the son, what water will he take to his father? A glass of water. Sunday morning, the father is standing next to his motor car outside. His sleeves are rolled up. And he tells his son, son, bring me water. Now what will he take? Bucket of water. So to say, the hadith is, bring me water. The sunnah is only the person who was present will understand that this bring me water what it means and this bring me water what it means. There is a world of difference. Now if you don't follow that and you only look at hadith, whether it's the kitabs, whether it's internet, you're going to make big mistakes. Now if your father is on the bed and he asks you for water, you might go with a bucket of water. And when he wants to wash the car and he says, son, bring me water, you might go with a glass of water. You'll so much misunderstand deen. So the sunnah is those who are present, the sahaba ikram radiyam. They understood that occasion when this was said. Today some people say make namaz without topi. What was the occasion when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made namaz without topi? That we don't see. We just that yes, hadith that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made namaz with his shoes on. Yes, hadith, Bukhari hadith, this hadith, this kitab. Yes, the proof of it. But to understand that those who were present, when was that occasion when this was done? So that is what is called sunnah. So that was that environment of the sahaba radiyallahu anhu. And deen in knowledge, which is famously said, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se paida. Not from kitabs, and today not from internet you will get the knowledge of deen. To practice, you can get the words there, but to know what it means, that you will have to stay with those people who stayed with those people, and this line goes till the sahaba, radiyallahu, what they understood, what was this. That is what is the sunnah. Sunnah you cannot understand from the hadith. Sunnah you have to understand from those people who we call today our buzurgane deen, who we call our ulama'i rasikhin, those ulama who have got a deep knowledge and love of Allah and akhirat. What they have understood from their elders and from their elders, that is what is that sunnah. So sunnah you won't get from kitabs. Don't try and prove a sunnah from the kitab. You'll make a big mistake. One father told his son when he was passing away, "My son, I give you three advices. The one is you must always eat the most delicious food. Always. Second is you must only go to work in shade. And the third is you must have relationships with your wife only once." He said every month you must make a new nikah. So the father passed away. Now he had to make amal on his father's advice, but he did not understand. He wasn't staying with his father. What his father meant, he didn't know. He was in his own world, whether he was at university, at school, whatever. So he told his wife, "See, my father said I must eat the most delicious food. So every meal you prepare a king's meal for me. Secondly, my father told I must go to work in the shade." So he built a walkway from his house till the factory, till the office, that he'll go 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, but he'll go in the shade. Come back 2, 3 o'clock, he'll come back in the shade. And now he had a problem. He must get married every month. New nikah. So this he couldn't understand. Then he went to the confidant of the father, his secretary, who was close, who knew his father, what his father meant. So he says, "I've got a problem, I can't." He says, "You haven't understood one thing of your father. You are only looking at the words what your father told. What he means, you don't understand." He said, "Eat the most delicious food, eat only when you're absolutely hungry. Even if you just have sandwiches, you have daal and roti, it will be the most delicious food when you are hungry. Go to work in the shade, go early in the morning, and come back late at night, work hard the whole day. And have relations with your wife only once a month. It will be new nikah for you. Every month you'll be making a new nikah." So then he saw, "Oh, I didn't understand." So like that, to understand the words of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we sit with Buzurgani Deen, we get shocked. Our Shaykh, Allahu Akbar, when Hazrat speaks, and how many of his kitabs, Khazain, the treasures of Quran, the treasures of Hadith, this is when you stay with those people, then you understand. Otherwise, superficial, you won't understand what is, then you won't get enjoyment of Deen. Deen is a Deen or Yusrun. Deen is not only easy, Deen is not only palatable and practical, Deen is the, wallah, the most joyous thing in the world. More than anything in the world, if you're a gourmet and you like your biryani and you like your food, nothing like that what is in deen. If you're a womanizer and you just like woman, you'll never get more enjoyment if you get the reality of deen. But when we just the superficial part of deen, then you have a little boy, he has a picture of a jet. They like to keep their Ferrari, their bedroom, you'll see. All big cars, Ferrari there, and all the cars, all that. But that Ferrari picture, what can he do? And he's got a tricycle. The tricycle, he can still go and move around with it. With that Ferrari picture, nothing. With the picture of Deen, nothing is going to happen. We are bluffing ourselves, "I got Deen." We have only got the picture of Deen. If we even get the tricycle of Deen, we will see how much Deen will do for us. If we just get even the bicycle of Deen, how much Deen will do. So this reality we have to get, but we are not interested. Dunya has overpowered us. May Allah grant us these realities before it's too late. And too late, we don't know when it's too late, maybe now for any one of us. Any one of us can drop down dead now. Before we go to Qabr, make that get, find Allah. Find the love of Deen. Find the love of Akhirat. Wallah, you'll see, dunya is Jannat already. That Jannat will come on its time. Yeah, in this dunya, the enjoyment of the love of Allah, to shed tears in the love of Allah. Allahu Akbar. You forget you making the zikr. Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya, zikr me taaseer dore jaam hai. Just by taking Allah's name, I went into a trance. Ah, what enjoyment in the name. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. You get enjoyment in taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. But without love, you'll make zikr, but you're only finishing numbers. You'll read durood. You'll read 1,000 duroods on a Friday, but you'll be finishing Numbers. You're not gonna. And if you read one durood in the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with that heart of yours, see what is that in. You take the name of the Sahaba. Oh, what enjoyment. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum say, Nazro me, unke, the houses are in my eyes. Here was Hazrat Abu Bakr's house. Here was Hazrat Umar's house. That just that thought will give you such enjoyment. But if you haven't got that love, then what is it? Nothing whatsoever. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. And that is what we are for in this world. We are not here to make money and leave behind. We are not here to build houses and leave behind. We are not here to do the things of this dunya which we are going to leave. We are here to prepare for akhirat which we are going to. Don't build that akhirat which we are going to. Don't worry about the things you're leaving behind. You are living in a tent shanty, the big palace is prepared for you. But you're still every day going to look after your tent shanty, buying things for your tent shanty. Some people would say, you stupid, your palace is ready, your mansion is ready, go and live in your mansion. But you're still buying all things for your tent shanty. Dunya is not even a tent shanty. Akhirat is not even a tent mansion, we can't imagine. Build your akhirat. And in the hadith, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he give your ummat my salams. Ulama say, we should say, alayhim wa alaykum as-salam. And imagine Allahu Akbar, who is sending salams for us? Are we fit for the salams of Ibrahim alayhi salam? And who has brought the salams? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time till today, 1400 years, who brought the salams to us? Great, great ulama. Like Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Bukhari, rahmat, all great, great people, they narrated this hadith and they have brought us. Imagine what, but we don't realize our value. We go and make our faces black in front of the filthy internet, in front of filthy videos. We are spoiling our eyes and putting iron rods of fire into our eyes, looking at filth and dirt. We would realize who you are. Who has sent salams for you? Who has brought that salams? Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, inform your ummah, Jannat chatyal maidan hai. Jannat is a barren land. They say, by iman, you will buy the plot of Jannat. And your mansions and the trees and the rivers and all the beautiful things of Jannat will be your amal. But we're not preparing for that. We're preparing for our tent shanty here all the time. Put new carpet, buy new sofas, new curtains, make this renovation, do this here, all for the tent shanty. Whereas we have to prepare for our palace of Jannah, not palace, palaces. And this is the opportunity. Once this chance is gone, it's finished. We won't be able to do anything. A person will tell to Allah Ta'ala, Rabbi Riji'uni, oh Allah, return me, La'alli A'malu Saliha, so I can do A'mali Saliha, which will translate, I will build my palace of Jannat. I will plant my trees of Jannat. I will prepare my mansions of Jannat. I will prepare the thrones of Jannat. Allah will say, Kalla, your chance is gone. You had all the opportunity. You were reminded so much. Tabligh Jamaat came to you. Ulama came to you. Things which are happening in the world, you saw day and night. After day, night must come. You didn't realize after dunya, akhirat has to come. How many days of your life you lived? How many nights came in your life? You didn't take a lesson to prepare. How much you work in your day, your night goes comfortable. You have a nice bed, you have aircon, summer, winter. You are comfortable if you worked in the day. If you didn't work, if you worked in your dunya for your akhirat, your qabr is going to be comfortable. So for that we have to prepare. May Allah give us all the understanding and the tawfiq. So in this ayat kareema which I have recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ, and this is Allah is mentioning His great favor on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the whole ummah. What? وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي. I've given you سَبْعًا, seven ayats which are oft repeated. In other words, Surah Fatiha. Seven ayats of Surah. This is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Who of us takes this as a ni'mat? Who of us thinks what the Surah Fatiha is? It is a great, great ni'mat of Allah which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, and Allah is counting it as a special favor on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like you will tell your wife, you will tell your son, I did this for you, I did that for you. Allah says, oh my Nabi, I gave you sab'an min al-mathani. And wal Qur'an al-azim, and also the Qur'an part. All the heavenly scriptures, Torah, Zabur, Injil, they are all condensed in the Qur'an Sharif. The whole of the Qur'an Sharif is condensed in Surah Fatiha. So can we imagine what we have got? What a great kitab the Kalamullah is, the Qur'an Sharif. And all that, Allah has summarized it and put it for us into Surah Fatiha. And Allah has ordered us that read Surah Fatiha how many times a day. In Fajr, you reading it in your sunnahs, your imam is reading it for you in the Faraz. In Zohar, sunnahs, Faraz, every rakat you reading Surah Fatiha. But till today, did we even regard it as an honor, as a ni'mat of Allah? What a great treasure Allah Ta'ala has given us. But we just reading it and without any thought what its meaning is. And Allah is saying that I've given you a great treasure. I've condensed the whole Quran Sharif for you and I've put it into the Surah Fatiha. And for who is Allah enumerating His favor? For Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When I've given you this great favor, لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به. What people have got of dunya, don't even lift your eyes and look what they have got. What I have given you, Allahu Akbar. If you are giving your children something and you give the one the best and he's looking at what the other got, you tell him, what you looking? I've given you the best of all the Anbiya. Allah gave Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah is ordering Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لا تمدن عينيك. And this is not for Nabi, Allahu Akbar. Through him, Allah is giving us a message. Just like a mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law is making mistakes and doing wrong, wasting ghee one way, and they're doing other wrong things. Now the mother-in-law can't tell the daughter-in-law. She'll be regarded as the witch, the worst woman in the world. She shouts her daughter, that why are you wasting so much ghee? The daughter is not wasting ghee, she's telling her daughter-in-law. But she's not telling her directly, she's telling her daughter. So see how much Allah Ta'ala knew Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is His favorite. He won't feel offended whatsoever, but Allah is telling the Ummat that don't you look at other people what we gave them. Allah says for the kuffar, if this dunya had some value to us, if it had some value, we should have made the houses, the doors of gold and silver, everything. But because it has got no value, we haven't given them all those things. Otherwise, this dunya has got no value whatsoever in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, don't even lift your eyes. But today, unfortunately, ask ourselves, my eyes are always, he's got that car is on the market, this car here, yeah, that holiday there, this house here, yeah, I must improve this, I must improve that. Allah says, don't look even, askance, don't look at the side of your eyes, don't lift your eyes and look also, that our eyes are fixed there all the time. And Surah Fatiha, ask ourselves, how many of us, how many years we making namaz, did we think of the value of Surah Fatiha? And Allah is saying, it is a great ni'mat which I have given you. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواج منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا. I've just beautified this dunya for them. It's just like a wedding day, the stage is made beautiful. Wedding is over, finished. The children also go, pull down this, pull down that. It is just outward beauty. There is nothing in this beauty and this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Remember also Allah Ta'ala says, حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. When Allah has made Iman beloved to you, the love of Iman has come in your heart, and now Iman has set in your heart. حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And Allah made Iman beautiful in your heart. When a person's condition becomes like this, Iman comes in his heart, and Allah has beautified that Iman. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. Then automatically you'll start hating kufr. You'll start hating sin. You won't enjoy sin. Today many people we find sin enjoyable. I can't give up sin. Looking at woman, daily all complaints of how many good people, ulama come, that we just can't look, give up the looking at woman. There's a thing that we're falling into over and over. We make tawbah, we cry, we fall back into the same thing again. The thing is, beautify iman in the heart. When iman will come, you will see, wallah, I say, those women who look so beautiful, why are they? It comes clearly in the hadith, when a woman goes out of the house, shaitan makes her look beautiful. He surrounds her and makes her look beautiful. In actual fact, she is not beautiful. Now with iman, you will get the proper eyes to see. Don't even look at other women. But now, if your eyes fall, you will see they are not beautiful. At the moment, why are we going on this? They look so beautiful, so tempting. You can't resist. What is it? Weakness of iman. If iman you build, you will see it is there. This dunya, the haqiqat of dunya, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Bari dalat mili usko. That person has got a great treasure whose iman got built and dunya fell from his eyes. Dunya hasn't got value anymore in his eyes. This is when your akhirat is built. Your love of Allah is built. Then this dunya falls. But if we don't build that, this dunya is, the temptations are there. The filth of dunya will appear to be the most beautiful also in our eyes. So, زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه. To test them, there is all just a test. Allah made it look like that. Like many tests, you give students a test, that whatever test, and the answer is also, but the words are juggled, mixed up all. Must write the right word. So it is a test. It looks beautiful. So this dunya is just a test from Allah Ta'ala. And as iman grows and our yaqeen on akhirah, we'll see clearly this is a test. This is not for me. And as we give advice to our children on dunya's matters, we will then be able to advise them that this dunya is nothing but just a test. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And the risk, the rosy which Allah gives, ruhani rosy. That is the main rosy, the spiritual food, to nourish your soul, that is the greatest. Even this dunya's food, wallah, I say, then you won't have to automatically, all this cold drinks, eating out, all this junk food. Today people just come, good people, immediately after majlis, go first, go and buy some junk food, takeaways, etc. And that filth, then you'll see the filth and dirt of that. You'll realize how filthy, and what your wife, a mu'mina, prepares. And she prepares simple food, but she's staying in the house, she's observing the laws of parda. You'll see noor in that food. Allah will show you the noor in that food. And with that, you will see the noor in your a'mal now. Your life will change. Everything will change. But otherwise, if you haven't got that, the takeaways and all that will appeal to you. And there is nothing but filth and dirt. I don't want to go into that detail, but just one thing. A top restaurant in Sandton, they put CCTV, they suspected something is not right here. So they put CCTVs where the people were preparing the burgers and that. And what they caught them doing, they were spitting on the burger. And then they spread out all that spit there. And this was patronized mainly by white customers. So when they asked them why, they say in the days of apartheid they did Lord Zulam on us. Now we're taking out our revenge on them. So we're feeding them. Wallah, I say, you will be shocked to know what we are eating. Hey, and we are enjoying it. Imagine a person who is eating filth and dirt and is enjoying that. Hey, that's a sign that iman is weak in that person. Very weak. If iman was there, you won't be able to look at those things. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, once we were eating breakfast and they brought polonies or sausages. Hazrat said, isko mere samne se hatao. Take it away from me. Iski shakal to dekho. See what kind of, what shakal, what shape is it. Take it away from in front of me. So a person will be able to see all this. Otherwise, a person dies for it, craves for it. He can't stay away from all these things. So, لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي وَرِزْقَ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And what must you do? لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَى. We're not asking you for rosy. We didn't send you in the world to earn. You thinking I came in the world to earn. نَحْنَ نَرْزُقُكَ. We give you rosy. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There isn't a moving thing on the surface of the earth. Allah says it's wajib on me. I made it compulsory. I have to give rosy. And you thinking you, we didn't ask you to earn. Even for yourself, even for your family. Just little bit. How Maryam alayhi salam, huzzi ilayk. Just shake the tree a little. Little effort you make. But if you are working for akhirat, Allah will give you a rosy. You'll just shake a tree and you'll see the gold coins are falling down. what Allah will open to you. You're not working for dunya and you're living a life like a lord in this world. You've got no income tax worry. You've got no other worries whatsoever. And whatever you want, Allah is fulfilling everything. And when the people are giving you, they say it's an honor if you accept from us. They're not giving you that you are being humiliated or something. They feel, and if you accept, they feel, oh, what, how lucky we are. Allahu Akbar. Shaykhul Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali was having his hair cut by a barber in Chatta Masjid in Deoband. A wealthy, those days wasn't notes money or check or anything. Actual solid gold coins was money. A person who came with gifts, about 10,000 gold coins. And he couldn't carry it himself. He had to bring his workers to carry it. He said, Hazrat, I brought this for you. Hazrat said, I don't need. I'm earning, in those days, 6 or 7 rupees. Which may be 60, 70 cents. In our times, 50 cents. A month, that is what I'm earning. Those were cheap days then. So he says, that's more than enough. Half of it I save. Half of it I spend on my family, my needs. Half of it I save. I got no need. So he said, please, it will be honor if you accept. Well, what must I do with it? This little I'm saving, that's a burden for me. And now at all, he said, give it to the students. He said, why give me the trouble? You go and give it to the students yourself. You distribute it to the ulama, to the needy, to the poor. Why are you giving me the trouble? Then he became helpless. As he was going, he left that coins in the shoes of Maulana. When Maulana came out, he told his Khadim, see, you don't run after the dunya falls at your feet. And wallah, this is not for great, great ulama only. Anyone who makes his connection with Allah, you will see dunya falls at, if you chase dunya, dunya will go further and further, you'll never catch up with dunya. And the day you don't chase dunya, dunya will run to you. That's a common principle in this world also. What you chase, runs. And what you turn your face from, runs to you. So you turn to Allah, to Akhirat, and see how dunya will fall at your feet. So Allah says, what did we send you? وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. To make sure that your family people are making namaz. And you yourself also be regular with your namaz. That is what we want from you. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I haven't been sent in this world to make money and to be a businessman. I have been sent in this world to make Allah zikr and tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. So that is the purpose. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلِي لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. We're not asking you to earn rosy. We're not asking you, you must earn. We will give you. And remember, those who have taqwa, who turn to Allah, they will have the greatest thing. So much then, for what Allah has said as a prelude, as a introduction to Surah Fatiha. Time is over, but very briefly, Surah Fatiha, first three ayats are all in the praises. And what praises of Allah. And wallah, if we just think of this when we're reading namaz, whenever we read Surah Fatiha, what a great thing, that all praise is only due to Allah who is Rabbul Alameen. On one occasion, Zunnun Misri Rahmatullah Ali, great buzurg of Egypt, was at the river Nile making his ibadat, whatever, and he sees suddenly that a frog comes to the shore, and a scorpion comes as though he made a taxi arrangement. He phoned the taxi company, I need a taxi. So the taxi came, the frog, and the scorpion jumped on the back of the frog, and as soon as the passenger was now on board, the frog swam at a speed across. So he's wondering, what is this happening? He followed also. When they came to the other side, Abad, just like a taxi, you reach your destination, you leave, you finish. He went off and he went into the jungle, the scorpion. He came to a place where there was a venomous, very poisonous snake. And the prince, the son's king, was lying there drunk, foam from his mouth. All the foam in his mouth in a very bad, pitiable condition. And the snake was about to bite him. And the scorpion reaches on time, bites the snake, pulls out his poison, and the snake dies. So Zunnun Misri is shocked. For so much intizam for this person here, who is a drunk person lying there like this, he turns to Allah, Ya Allah, what is this? I don't understand. Allah put in his heart and said, oh Zunnun, if we only look after the pious, who will look after the sinners? We are Rabbul Alameen. We look after the sinners. Rabbul Alameen, Allah is the one who feeds all the whales, who feeds all the elephants. How big the elephant, how much does it eat? How lot of Allah's other creatures? Allah, everyone, if we have to go somewhere and we phone, we are coming on safar, one person is a sugar patient, so please you may arrange some diet, you see, no problem. One person is a heart patient, cholesterol, please arrange his diet. Okay, no problem. One person is a got high blood pressure, so they say, I think you rather stay at home. There is no need for you to come. But Allah, every makhluk of it, his diet is different. Lion's diet is different. Elephant's diet is different. Bird's diet is different. And Allah alone is the giver of everyone's diet. We as human beings, how lot taste then we got? But our wives get diet. Okay, today you want it like this, tomorrow you want it. You said you like this, I made it special for you, now you're not even eating it. Eh? But Allah doesn't get tired. That is Rabbul Adameen. So all, why won't we praise for Allah if we know who Allah is? And this cannot exhaust who Allah Ta'ala is. There is hardly the tip of the iceberg. And Allah made it more clear. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. In spite of having so much of power and control, Allah is just filled with mercy and with different types of mercy. In Rahman also Allah's mercy, in Rahim also. Then Allah said He is Maliki Yawmiddin, not Qadi Yawmiddin. A judge, He is bound by the laws. What evidence is laid and what laws there are, according to that He has to make judgment. Allah is not a qazi, a judge, that Allah is bound. Allah is Malik. If a person who committed all the sin, Allah want to forgive him, nobody can ask Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is that being. And Allah's 99, and 99 is just for us to understand. Allah's mercy is not limited to that. One layer of Allah's mercy is in this world. So we see not only human beings, animals, how they show love to their offspring. At the time of India-Pakistan partition, when Hindus and Sikhs were killing Muslims left, right and center, how many Sikh women gave protection to the Muslim men? Hide behind us. Allah puts it in there. Now the Buddhists in Burma, worse than animals they are carrying on. How they are killing the Muslims. But the Buddhist women, how many of them, they take pity on them. What is this pity? It's not even 1/1,000,000th of Allah's mercy. And on Qiyamah's day, Allah will show His mercy. What won't be, so He is Maliki Yawmiddin. Get the reality then, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nast. It is only You that we worship, and only from You that we seek help. Only Allah that we worship, the reality of it. Yeah, if Maulana Muhammad said, and the Mutawallis, they have to put golden idols here in front. And Juma time, Fajr time, tomorrow they tell the Musallis, these idols, they are made of gold, they'll satisfy all your needs. They'll say, Maulana, you fired. The Mutawallis, you out of your job. Where can idols fulfill our needs? So they realize they don't, they got a problem. So they take that idols, golden idols, and they make Kruger reins of it. And now they say, you come to Masjid, so many Kruger reins for you, it will see to all your needs. Now you'll say, yes, I understand that. Just when the form is changed, it's still the same thing. Now as the form changed, now we say that, Ya Allah, you don't do everything. Gold Kruger reins do everything. Gold coins do everything. When they were in a different shape, they can't do anything. The same thing came in another shape, now it can do everything. So this reality that you alone, Allah alone is the doer. And we only seek help from Allah Ta'ala. When that, you get the greatest honor in this world, when you turn only to Allah Ta'ala. When you turn to people of the world, what respect you got, you lose it also. You can be 20 years somebody's confidant and friend and close person. One day you told him, if you help me with this, he loses all respect. As long as you say, no, I don't need it, you turn to Allah, Allah will put it in his heart and he will come as a slave in front of you. You go direct to him and you ask him, then you lose all your respect. So only you, O Allah. And what is your greatest need, what you need? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Not the things of this dunya. Not shifa from an illness. Not your financial problems. These things we have made big. We made them a storm in a teacup. These are nothing. Hidayat is the place. If you got hidayat, you have got everything. So show us that straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. What is that path? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those people that you have shown your favors, that is the awliya. Who are they? من النبيين, they have all passed away, no nabi is anymore in the world. والصديقين, صديقين are very few in the world, to recognize them is also not easy. والشهداء, they have died, they are shaheed. صالحين, that is the main, who your heart tells this is a nek, صالح person, follow that. Allah is saying follow his ways. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, not the way غير المغضوب on whom you have become angry, the Jews. ولا الضالين, not the Nasara. So we are saying that because we don't say it with any sense, our whole life is like the Jews and Nasara. Our dressing from head to toe like them, morning to night, our houses from the front door to the back door is the ways of the Yahud and Nasara. Our whole lifestyle like the ways of the Yahud and Nasara. Because we, what we asking and what we are doing, worlds apart. How do you want to go to Makkah Sharif? Now, you couldn't get a ticket, you didn't get your Umrah visa. You say, okay, this other country, Malaysia, you don't need a visa. And the plane is empty. I'll go there, but you make dua for me at Multazam. Allah must let me reach there. Yeah, Allah's Qudrat is above everything, but Allah has got a system. No much, how many dua all the people in the Haram make for you, that, oh Allah, bring him here, he'll reach Malaysia. He's not going to reach Jeddah. So, Hazrat Shaykh quotes a poem, that, oh Haji, I fear you won't reach the Kaaba. Because the route you are following is the one that reached to Turkey, Turkestan. So you are taking the wrong road and you are making dua for this road. How can it work like that? So may Allah give us this reality. Surah Fatiha is a great, great gift of Allah. We are reading it so much over and over, but we don't pay attention. May Allah let us realize what it is, and let us realize what the sunnah is, and see our akabir in all, in their dressing, in their how they live, etc. See how their lives are. The dressing of our buzurgs, of Deoband, of Saharanpur, of Jalalabad, of Nizamuddin, of Raiwin. Look what their dressing is. May follow that way of life. In your everything what you do, see what their lives are. That is what we have to follow. And that is Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. That is the path of this Salihin. If we follow that, don't only make the dua, dua ke saad dawa bhi. Make the dawah, make your effort also in that direction. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.